Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming from the United States in Chicago. I'm also your last-minute preacher today because of death in the family of the one who was scheduled to preach. So say a prayer for her. I call today's preaching Failure as a Blessing, and it's based on a reading from the book of Acts. The next Sabbath, almost the whole city of Antioch in Pisidia gathered to hear the word of the Lord. But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, and, blaspheming, they contradicted what was spoken by Paul. Then both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, 'Twas necessary that the word of God should be spoken first to you, since you reject it and judge yourselves to be unworthy of eternal life. We are now turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have set you to be a light for the Gentiles, so that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth.' When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and praised the word of the Lord. And as many as had been destined for eternal life became believers. Thus, the word of the Lord spread throughout the region. But the Jews incited the devout women of high standing and the leading men of the city, and stirred up persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and drove them out of the region. So they shook the dust off their feet in protest against them, and went to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." Thus ends the reading. And I just want to tell you a little thing from the Gospel of today. It's from the Gospel of John. Jesus, in his last discourse, tells them, "Whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father." 'Tis a great promise, right? To do greater than the works of Jesus. How can it happen? Well, according to the first reading, through failure. Paul can be a light to the nations like Jesus never was in his life. How? Because he failed to be a light to the Jews. They wouldn't have him. And so, he says, so because of that, he turns to the Gentiles. He always could have done that, but he didn't until he had no other choice, until his failure forced him. Thank God for his failure. That failure was a blessing for the world. In this era of pandemic, we all know failures. Our churches, in some sense, are in ruin. Our communities, we can't get together. We can't pray as we used to pray. We can't gather as we used to gather. So what are we to do? Bang our heads against the wall? Oh, maybe. Or maybe this failure is a blessing. It's not what we can't do. We let that go and recognize we can't do it. Quit trying. And we turn and say, but what can we do? What can be done now? Because God is waiting to do even greater things through us than Jesus did in his own life. Let's turn and let's see what it is, and let's do those great things.